RVMnews.com, which stands for Red Voice Media Task Force, drops a bombshell report on attempted assassination of Donald Trump. If you guys can believe it, it's been about a year. That was on July the 13th of last year. So a new report released by the U.S. Government Accountability Office, that's GOA, they have revealed multiple failures by the U.S. Secret Service in the days that led up to the July 13, 2024 attempted assassination of President Donald Trump, that campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Whoever wants to go first, I'm hoping to hear from Rich Astiropoli or Frank Loveridge first. Frank, why don't you go and start us off, buddy?
Well, this was obviously, Chip, a catastrophic operational failure. There's no way around it. And you had a site agent, an advance agent that was not properly trained. And we can see that's pretty evident. I spent 9 years on the president's detail. I did multiple advances, leads. I actually was in charge of instruction on the president's detail, where I was in charge of teaching the agents how to do these advances. I've never seen anything like this in my life. SATC students, which is our basic trainees, could have probably done a better job without any guidance whatsoever. There were so many things missed. This whole thing fell apart. I've never seen anything like it. And yes, people need to be held accountable. Take it away, Richie.
Well, listen, Frank, I still don't think it was an issue with training, right? I think it's an issue with execution, right? Because you and I were trained. We didn't have any problems. And we've done some of the biggest sites any modern day president has ever gone to. But look at the performance of some of those people that was clearly on display on live television carried worldwide. Right. That's kind of speaks for itself. That purely speaks to the hiring practices that have permeated the Secret Service as well as federal law enforcement in the last decade, certainly during the Biden years. Right. You got what you wanted. You wanted optics. You got it. But when something happened, nobody rose to the occasion and could handle the problem. Right. The very first paragraph of that GAO report, which is actually pretty detailed and pretty thorough, but the very first paragraph should say, the leadership of the Secret Service, to include the former director and former deputy director, and we also those performances before Congress, right? Talk about empty suits. If anybody's looking to buy empty suits, go to the Secret Service headquarters. You can have an empty suit sale with the leadership of the Secret Service that's there and still in place. But you got the director and the deputy director, neither of whom would take any responsibility, claiming it was an agency failure. No, it wasn't an agency failure because you two were the agency. It was you two who tried to treat President Trump simply as a former president, akin to the level of protection given to Jimmy Carter, Gerald Ford, or even former President Bush. You disregarded the level of threat, the size of the crowds that Trump was drawing. And keep in mind, this was 1 month after that disastrous debate where everyone knew Trump, former President Trump, was going to be the nominee for the Republican Party. This thing was a mess from the outset. People need to go to prison. They are directly responsible for not only getting the president shot, but for getting somebody killed and two other people shot. If these were cops and they inadvertently pulled out their taser, pulled out their handgun thinking it was their taser, and they killed someone accidentally, they'd immediately be removed of their gun and badge and prosecuted. Cops have gone to jail for killing people. Yet no one at the Secret Service is being criminally held or even civilly held liable for such a egregious dereliction of duty.